Justin Fluke back with you now, talking Holton Wildcat boys hoops, joined by head coach Eric Tate. The Wildcats went into the holiday break with a 5-1 record, only an overtime loss to Bonner Springs, and a perfect 4-0 mark in the Big 7 League. Went against Jeff West there, and a well-played game, coach, before the holiday break. But I know you and your guys, especially with the extended football season and not a lot of time there going into basketball, I'm sure definitely enjoyed the break. Was it good to get some time off and just kind of give these guys a little bit of rest before you got back at it?
Talked a lot about with our football guys to not make any excuses before break, but once break hit and we came back after the moratorium, we talked about, you know, there's no longer the excuse of, oh, well, you know, I was in football mode and then I had to come straight into it. Now everybody's a Holton basketball player and we're focused on that. So it's good to get everybody on the same page, kind of hit the reset button, and then we hit the ground rolling after the moratorium and got some good practice time in. So it's been a really good break for us.
I feel like overall you had to be pretty pleased. I mean, not just the 5-1 record, but I thought your guys were playing pretty good basketball there during the month of December. And I guess that leads us to some more optimism, because I know you feel like they can still get a lot better and a lot more things you can add in and do. But were you happy overall just the way they were able to grind through December and where you're at here heading into the new year?
Yeah, I mean, I would be crazy if I told you we didn't have really talented guys. A lot of just really good athletes, you know. Basketball might not be their number one sport, but we have a lot of guys who are just very good athletes. So that's a good starting point. We were playing pretty well. Good news is even some things, you know, we were 5-1, and there were some things that we liked, and there were some things that we really didn't like. And so we got to address those over break. We didn't have a lot of sets or a lot of offense in. So now, you know, we've had time to kind of reset and put some stuff in and coach them up. So I feel like we're going to look a little different after break, but we still want the same intensity. And, you know, we were doing some good things. So there was some stuff that we're keeping, and but just some other stuff that we just tried to iron out over break. So I think we'll be a little different looking, but I think it'll be the same kind of concept. So. Hopefully it's just cleaned up a little bit more.
And you're going to have to play some really good basketball coming out of the break. I mean, your first two games here, both on the road. You're at Sabetha Friday, at Perry Lecompton next Tuesday. And like yourself, both those teams are undefeated in the Big 7. So, I mean, as far as league goes, this is good competition and pretty important games here for you to start the new year.
Yeah, you know, we've put a lot of focus on Sabetha over break. And we talk about it all the time, but, you know, it's a really important one. Because it's the next one. It's not necessarily that they're undefeated, but we understand that it's a big game on Friday. We're still not through the first rotation of the league, schedule, but, you know, after not this Friday, but the following, we will have played one rotation through. So, while that, you know, standings can absolutely change overnight, you know, that's a good schedule for us. So, we want to be in a good spot, and that's what we've been talking about.
And we look forward to broadcasting those road games on the Holton Channel. We'll see you then, Coach. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Yep. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Wildcats, the weekly locker room chats on KNZA, presented by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse and the Farmer State Bank in Holton.